We are now about to start Simen Shin Yud Gimel, and we will be doing the first Seif. Pkak HaChalon. Now, in the olden days, a window was not that sophisticated. A window was a hole in the wall. Shutting the window meant you took a piece of wood or something and you blocked up that hole in the wall. So there's always a question of taking something and using it as your pkak, as the cover of the window, and the chashash that this is being mosif to a binyan. So the halacha is pkak achalon kagon luach, a piece of wood, or shar kol davar shesosim bo achalon, or anything else that they would stuff the hole with. Yecholim lesosmo, you're allowed to go and shut the window. Afilu eino kosher, even though it's not tied on to the wall. V'lo amrinan dehava kamosef ala binyan, we do not say that this is considered adding on to the binyan. V'hu shiach shol olav me'erev Shabbos lesosmo bo, b'tnai that you thought about it before Shabbos. Now there's a daya that it has to have a Torah's kli also. Or at least that you used it by day before Shabbos. The halacha is that something that is not normally kept as a covering of the window, where it's clear that you're not going to leave it there long term, Chazal never made any gzeir whatsoever, and you're definitely allowed to place it even if you didn't think about it. Now, if it's something that you may leave there, why is it usher if you didn't think about it miba'od yom? So it's either because it is mukta, or according to Rashi, because Chazal asked that because of Tosefes of the binyan. Now, what happens if we're talking about a skylight? So covering that should really have a din ohel. Nevertheless, it is mutter. It's being mosif on an ohel in a way that is arai, and that is mutter. There's a case we find in the Gemara about where there's a nifter in one room or one building, and it's a question of sealing. Actually, it's a Mishnah there of sealing the hole that is connecting the two rooms in order that the kalim in the second room not become tameh, because if you'll have a hole there, if you'll have a poseach tefach, a hole of a tefach, then the tumma will go from one room to the next. So like this, before the nifter is nifter, just you know that someone is dying in the other room, then that's mutter because you're not doing anything. After the nifter was nifter, some hold that it is usher because it's a tikkun, and others are matir because they say that the kalim you already had there already became tameh, and you're not making them tohar. The kalim that weren't brought in yet are tohar, and you're just accomplishing for them to stay tohar. That's not considered a tikkun. So they are matir. Now, back to this pkak. What happens if you have something that is tied onto the window to be used as a seal? Then even if you didn't think about it, mibo'od yom, the halach is it is mutter. What happens if this is a window that is rarely opened? It's almost always sealed. So the halach is, even if you have a window tied onto it, meaning you have a piece of wood tied onto it, removing that window is a problem of stira, because it's not meant to be opened and closed. Now, this is all referring to a piece of wood that you put there. But a regular door or window that is open once a year, you're allowed to open and close because that's use of the door or window. Here we're talking about placing a foreign object there to seal a hole. So if you normally keep it closed all the time, sealing the hole is considered binyan. Opening and closing a door is never considered binyan. It's considered use of the door. Now, that's the first case, which is pkak achalon. We find in the Gemara two other cases. The second case is Kone sheiskino lias noel bo. This is a reed that is used to shut the door. How exactly do you shut the door in this? That means this goes into the side of the door. You use it very much a lock that's going into the side of the door frame. Ein sarach sheik shereno bedeles. You don't have to tie it onto the door. This looks more like part of the building, The halachi is that you have to be metaken it beforehand, before Shabbos, for this purpose. Now the Gemara says that it has to have a shame kli. So Rashi learns, L'Rashi hanish takteinu l'shem kli shuroy l'shem tashmish. Rashi holds that you have to designate it as a keli. Whereas, shiroy l'hapach bo zesim, so you'll be able to go and turn over the olives in the barrel, o liftsoa bo agozim to crack nuts, l'reino tam, ein sar shiroy l'davar acher, elakivin shetiknu v'asa bo maisa v'chinu l'kach sagi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, all you need is to prepare it for this purpose, for the sake of shutting the door. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, says that in time of need you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam, and if you designated it for the door, then it has a shame of a kli shemalach to lehetu, says the Ramah. U'mikra yidei kach kli shemalach to lehetu mutul tavlo k'moshes barliel. Even if it's not letzar gufo makomo, as long as there's some purpose in moving it all together. Now, so that was the second case, the konet. Now we get to the third case, which is a nagar. Nagar shiyoseh shenolimbo v'tochen also beskupa lamata. This is a lock that goes into the ground, where it goes from the door into the ground. V'dom etfei lebinyan. This looks even more like building. Lo sagi ba'achi. It is not enough that you just had it tied on. V'nolimbo elem kain. The only way that you can, so it doesn't help that the fact that you used it before Shabbos. In elem kain, yei kosher, it has to be tied. The Kate said Yehi Karsha, what does that mean? So there are two cases. Im Yesh Barosho Klustera, if the top of it gives it a Torah Keli, it looks like something that you could use. The Hainu Shurolios Nitlbo, you can carry it by it, so it looks like this is a real Keli. Afilo Meno Karsha Bedelas Atzmo El Bebriach Adelas, even if it's not tied onto the door itself, only the Bariach that's used to open and close. Even though it's tied on with such a long string, it's actually sitting on the floor, just it's connected with a string. It's mutter because it looks like a keli. Whereas if it does not have a glustera at the top of it, imu kosher bedelas atzmo, so it depends. If you tie it to the door itself, sagia filu bechevel dak shein a royli nutlbo, you can even tie it with a very thin string that couldn't even lift it. The filu kulo munach baaretz, even if it's all sitting on the ground. Vim eino kosher ela filu bedelas ela bebriach, whereas if it's only tied onto the latch, tzarach shei kesher amet shei royli nutlbo, it has to be such a strong string and knot that you could have carried it with it. It's mutter, even if it's lying on the ground, as long as it's connected, it's mutter. Shane Osir El Kishomto Manicho Bakaran Zavis, it's only Osir if you actually untie it and put it away in the corner somewhere. Because what's the halach? If it has a tzuris kli, the halach is that it's mutter, because it doesn't look like you're actually putting it into the ground for keeps. It looks like something that's meant to be removed and replaced. Now, certainly something that is built into the door, a latch, a lock, you know, one of those locks where it locks into the floor and the side of the door, that's built into the door. That's like a door itself. It's meant to be open and closed, the same way a door is meant to be open and closed. We say that by opening and closing it, you're not building. Here, too, it's meant to be open and closed, and therefore it's not considered building. Not so when you're dealing with some foreign object that you're just tied onto it. There the halacha is, if it doesn't look like it's meant to be removed, like it's a keli, then it's got to be a very strong string that you could have carried it by.